which we spoke about, which had, I advertised to speak about it, and I did not fulfill my words. What's taking so long?
Awesome. Thank you.
So I said we mentioned the Lishitasa, but I never got to talk about it. I got sidetracked to want to get to the next topic, and that is as follows. We had mentioned that the Mefurash Gemara, two places, one in Afmemhei Amen Aleph and one in Samaches, that quotes, Om Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Yehoyim B'Nayin L'Akam Habo Vaskakos. Yisraelish Apsul Shenemar, etc. So we mentioned there were also, we don't pass them like this. So we, I wanted to suggest either Rabbi Shimon L'Shitasa, Rabbi Shimon L'Shitasa one of two ways. Either because Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds, we mentioned yesterday, that after 3 years old, she's Psul L'Mishim Giyoris, which indicates that the Bia or the Ruyal Bia that makes her Asur L'Kohen. So therefore, L'Shitasa we hold that if the Yisraelis Nivel L'Goy, she's Asur L'Kohen. As opposed to the Rabbanan who never heard of such a concept, because Bias Akla could be as Behema. And therefore they ask her even less than 3 years old for a different reason, either because of Zona or Bapsul's Derebes Yisrael. That's one she tells her. The second she tells her, Shimon may be, Shimon we spoke about just last week, discussing the question of that fact that, or even Sunday we spoke about it, that all the Goyim are Asurim, it's not limited to the Shiva Umos. If every single guy could be considered a apostle, and then Rabbi Yochanan made the shitasa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Who's Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says that they're right over here in the same daf that Akum ve'Eved Habo Bas Yisrael have Lad Mamzer. Oh, so as we saw in the Marashal, if you don't have Lad Mamzer, so then there's a major problem over here as well. You don't say Rachmon Afkar Elazari. Since we passed the Vlad is kosher, we passed it against Rabbi Yochanan. That's just, I wanted to mention that before going any further. Now our topic for today is the sugya of Pru Ravu. We already started yesterday. We made a couple of references to the Minchas Chinuch. I told you to do the shmak of Minchas Chinuch, Siman Aleph, to everyone who learns these in Yonim. It's so taken by the Minchas Chinuch in his discussions. So I'll bring it in. It's show and tell. So the Minchas Chinuch in Siman Aleph, the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, discusses some of the things we started speaking about yesterday. What's the nature of the mitzvah for Ravu? He assumes the nature of the mitzvah is that you have children. Therefore, he has to cash against the Tosis and Baba Basra. Tosis says over there, you don't apply the principle of Esed Ochalosa, say, why not? Because it's not Be'idna. They're not identical at the same time. We're not at the same time. The Averis is the Tchilas Bia, and the mitzvah is the Gemar Bia. What kind of Gemar Bia, he asked the Milchas Chinuch? The mitzvah is not until the children are born 9 months later. What are you talking about? Is the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So we thought that against the Minchas Chinuch, to the contrary, see, the Tosis of Baba Basra is completely correct. The Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah that the person has is the fathering of children, which is with the Gemara Bia. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, if you want to say it's a Dochalos, you have to have the Maisa Mitzvah. Yes, a boy and a girl are born, you no longer are required to perform the Maisa Mitzvah with the regularity that you were earlier based on the Chiyuv Ona, as Rambam expressed it. We spoke about it yesterday. But nonetheless, the Maisa Mitzvah, which would be Dochad Losse, in fact is the Gemara Bia. This is found in Minchas Chinuch, here in Sifkot Yud Dalet, this discussion. And as a matter of fact, the issue is a little further than that. We'll go a little bit out of order, but it's important. Take a look at the toast over here on Daf Samach Beis. What's the case? We'll see how everything is connected. Rabbi Yochanan says, what happened? The last narrow line. Itmar Lubanim also Akum Vinis Gaia. Rabbi Yochanan about Kiyam Period of Rivi. That was the Kashi yesterday from the Torah Evan. What do you mean? He did it B'Shas Shtuso by Pesach night, Fall of Shade. So he answers the Minchas Chinuch that as long as you have children, right? You're Jew and you have children, that is sufficient. Where we suggested it, yes, it's true. When you have children, you're no longer obligated to have additional children. But the quote unquote the mitzvah points, we weren't sure because you did it at a time when you were not Jewish. Again, assuming there's no proof by non-Jews, which we see soon, then perhaps you would not get the mitzvah points, but you would be potter from the obligation to go further anyway. And fakert, what happened if the children died? So you got the mitzvah points b'shaito for because you did what you could and you actually succeeded in having a boy and a girl. Now that they died, you have to keep going. Have another boy and a girl. We talk about a mitzvah. The word mitzvah is defined in many different ways. You have to be a little bit sensitive to that in this discussion. Take a look at Tos over here. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Av kiyam piri v'ribya." Afal gavdin yin kama dvarim. Amina. Gerish in the sky. Shinola dami. Yeah. So how can you fulfill purim in this case? Mikom akom mistabrele. Rabbi Yochanan. Hocho kevin shebenachu yuso kiyam. What's going on? When you were a guy, you fulfilled the mitzvah. When John Senior had John Junior, why? The zara miyuchas achav yosasha. At the time that the John G. Senior and John Junior, there's a relationship between them. Mifter namik shin is guy. End quote of Tosfos. Salaf Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan. So right Tosfos. Says the Beis Shmuel and Siman Aleph of Katan Yud Beis. He thinks that based on this Tosfos against the Rambam. The Rambam said that the only time a goy fulfills the mitzvah of pru revu when he had children when he was a goy is if at the end of the day they convert. But if they don't convert, how can they have a mitzvah? These children are goyish children. That's what the Rambam says. That's the pasuk of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes to Beis Shmuel based on his Tosfos says he's not sure that Tosfos would agree with what the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam say. Let me do the lashon of the Beis Shmuel. Siman Aleph. If caught in your base, he quotes our Tosfos. He says as follows: "Umashim mitos afil on his guy rabban avimo ki impir grivia." Quotes the Maril, the Machaber pasuk, the Rambam, and the Torah say no, only this guy rabban. Okay, so it's a machlokas according to the Beis Shmuel between Tosfos and the Rambam on this very critical point. Yes, sir.
Also bring down the point that during the time for a rule, there's also a factor of the kids themselves being able to have children?
Well, that's correct, because the Gemara does say that there has to be a continuity. And if a person gave birth to someone on the Chalebuchan Island, a Sarasaurus, right, then there would not be a fulfillment. That's so, true.
But, so if it's not like the Rambam or Shulchan Aruch that kids convert, then how could that continuity happen?
Oh, it's a very good question. An excellent question. If, you hear what he's saying? If it's true that if you give birth to someone who's biologically impaired, you cannot have physical children, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, so what if they're halachically impaired? They're not Jewish. So how can you fulfill the mitzvah? The answer, of course, they can convert later, or they can have Goyish children. It's not exactly the same. It's an excellent point you're raising. Excellent, excellent point. An excellent point. It's interesting, Rabbi Alsai. It's interesting. What will happen if a non-Jewish person, and sorry to say how common this is, Rahmana Litzlan, a non-Jewish man has a child with a Jewish woman. A Jewish woman. It's going to come out, from both sides, that he did not fulfill the mitzvah. Because the only reason you fulfilled the mitzvah, according to our Tosfos, is why? Because you had a relationship. John Sr. and John Jr. really had a relationship when John had a child through... What should we call it? Chrissy? Something like that. So some non-Jewish woman. So then they're all related. But John has a child with Rachel, Rachman al-Islam. So then that kid, John Jr., maybe his name is legal name is John Jr., but he has no shaykhs to John Sr. because there's no yichus between a Jew, a non-Jew, and his Jewish child. That's what should emerge. And unfortunately, these things are too many cases like this. It really happens in real life. Now, what about according to the Rambam? I don't know. The Rambam, I'm not exactly sure. The Chaschinich seems to say that Rambam would agree, but I'm not convinced of that necessarily. What about a Shifcha? So the Gemara is on Samach Beis, a distinction between a Jew, a Goy, and an Eved. Hakol Modin, the Eved, She'en lo Chayis, Echsiv Shulich Apar Machamor, Amadom Lechamor. So even Rabbi Yochanan agrees he would not fulfill the mitzvah because there's no connection between father and son. Okay, that's a Gemara and Afsal of Bezim and Aleph right in front of us. Says the Milchas Chinuch, there's no connection, and therefore there's no possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. He assumes that's true even according to the Rambam. Lule Divrei Milchas Chinuch, I might have suggested. Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds, as long as right now you have two children, biological children, who are Jewish, then it's good enough. You're potter. You have two biological children who are Jewish. It's good enough. Tosfos learns you have to have two children who are related to you at the time they were born. So therefore, he said, what? By a shifa, it's no good. Right? And in the case with an intermarriage, he said it would be no good. But according to the Rambam, for all I know, as long as they can convert at the end of the day, and their biological children, maybe it would be good. This led us to a discussion of artificial appropriation. Specifically, a situation in which the person had a child not through normal relationship with the woman. Let's say through his artificial insemination or through IVF, all these kinds of things. It seems to me it's clear there's no obligation to do this. Only chayav to be bold, b'chol onus, Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch put it. If you did it, seems to me, this is Kapaskin of Shmuel and Siman Aleph, that the child is your child. Therefore, you have a son, you have a daughter. It came through artificial insemination, or through Rambati or Sadini, we mentioned yesterday, which can't happen in real life. Artificial insemination can happen, and IVF can happen. You no longer require that much children. Yeah, that's it. Do you have Kiyum HaMitzvah? I'm not sure. A similar case would happen at Rebbe Osai. Let's say a man has a child, his wife can't carry the child, like has no eggs. So they have a child through either IVF or surrogacy, as the case may be. And let's say you hold according to one that opinion that maintains the child is a good. Right? It's according to the Menchas Chinuch. Forget about it. Because at the moment the child is born, not your child. You're Jewish and the child is Goyish. However, according to the Rambam, we thought we weren't so sure about it. Would there be Issa about Sozer about Tola, such a case? I was asked, Shalah Halacha Lamaisa. Rabbi say Halacha Lamaisa couple. Just yesterday at the Shalah. They're looking for IV, they have to have a donor egg. She get a Jew or get a guy. So a Jew would be better because for sure you would have a fulfillment of Pruruvu. If it's a guy, that's the question. Would there be a fulfillment according to Milchas Chinuch? For sure not. Pruruvu, assuming that the child is a guy from a goyish egg, which we think is true based on the Gemara Ayin Ches. So now, would there be a head to do it? Might be Otsoa Zerah Levatola. So I thought, perhaps no. Even though it's not your child up you did, at least you fulfill the mitzvah of Shevis. You fulfill the mitzvah of Shevis, you can't do any more. You can't find a Jewish fill in the blank donor egg, which you probably can't find, or surrogate according to the other Shita, which it's very, very difficult to find. So therefore, you do the best you can. Can't do better than you do. Take a look over here on the last line of Tosis on the Daf, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Lo Tol Baro L'Shevitz Yitzara, V'Avu L'Shevitz, Mikomakom, V'Avu Kafinu L'Rabo, came in the Yochel L'Kayim Kolduhu. Even an Eved does not relate to his child Ein L'Chayis, but still called Shevitz Kolduhu, and we would not. If it would be possible to have a child without being mishacharim, you wouldn't compel a shikur. Because you have Shevis Koldo. It seems to me Shevis Koldo should be enough to eliminate the Yisr of Atzor Zerah Levatolah. So therefore, in the case that I do know about, with Talmidim of mine, I have had children from donor eggs of non-Jews, and I had to be involved at the Mila, which took place on the 8th day. No one knew exactly about it, but there was a Mila L'Shem Geiris, according to that Shita, which I think is the most acceptable Shita. So I wouldn't tell them, I tell you, what you do here? No, because the Kim of Shevis Koldu there is, that should be enough to take care of that possible prohibition. Oh. Now, it's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch himself talks about these things towards the very end of Siman Aleph. So there's a lengthy Siman in the new versions of this, it has 31 sifkotins. But from Chavav, he talks about Isha Shinis Ababa Ambati, did you fulfill Pru Ravu or not? And the Beit Shmuel says, Beno Lechol Dovar. You see from here, oh, see, I'm right. The B is not the mitzvah, the bottom is the mitzvah. Yeah, but I explained to you another thing. If the bottom is the mitzvah, then once you have bottom, you're not required to go any further. But do you have mitzvah points? The guy didn't do anything. The guy was multi-zera and sardinium, had no idea what he was doing. And then some other lady, again, in theoretical construct, comes pregnant from that. You give mitzvah points. I don't know. And the Gemara talks about the Beit Rashi quotes in the Chumash. A person dropped money, didn't know about it, and only picked it up to get the mitzvah. But maybe even there, I'm not sure what kind of mitzvah he gets. And he didn't know what he was doing. So, to my mind, you have to distinguish between a kiyama mitzvah with mitzvah points, schar mitzvah on the one hand, and you've been exempted from going further on the other hand. Two separate things, lefianiyat. I didn't make a seem to conflate them. So it would appear. And then it goes to another discussion. A mitzvah strichas kavana. Whoa. Strichas kavana when a person gets made, and on the foot of they call the mechasim to levi chasim and the chuppah. Have kavana for the mitzvah pruru. I never done that. Just did a wedding for one of our wonderful tamir on Sunday. I did not tell him to have kavana for the mitzvah pruru when he got married or for any other mitzvah for that matter. Stama they had kavana to get married, which is a mitzvah called the Rambam perhaps. And that's they don't have to make any special yichudim. Yeah. It was a bracha man. I made a bracha against an amen. So that I hope he had kavana because I called the Rambam my bracha, the bracha his kiddush. So I hope that that was okay. Well, I don't have to tell him. He knows he's getting married. That's the way it works. Why is there no chiyuv to have a kavana? Not at the time of the wedding, but the time of the gemar bia. A person at that moment I'm supposed to be thinking, all right. Hindi mukhlo some of the karmets to say a puruvu. I never heard of such a chumra in my life. I don't know, these days I don't know the couple of the chumra of the week, the chumra of the month, the year, the decade, the century. I never heard of such a thing. Why exactly not? It's a good question. Yeah, it suggested that the owner itself is really mitzvah losa say sherek susavarasa lo yigra said in the negative. Not the kavanah mitzvah losa say. And the obligation you have to fulfill puruvu be bo b'cholona. So the Maisa Mitzvah is really based on Lo Yigra. And although there's a fulfillment of Puruvu, I don't think it requires necessarily a special Kavana for it. That's the best we can do. It is a bit of a difficult question. And this leads us to the next issue, which is the final Sifkat Mincha, the last one, Lamed Aleph out of Lamed Aleph. He wants to know about a woman. Because the Torah says in Sanhedrin that whoever is not Mitzvah Puruvu is not Mitzvah Nashchos HaZera. So Goyim and Noshim were not included. Goyim was only in Sanhedrin. And Noshim is an Afid Beis, and Beis Nishos, which we learned a few months ago. It's quoted over here in the Minchas Chinuch. Now the question is, Rabosai, what about a woman? Indeed, is she Chayiv in Sheves? Or is she not Chayiv in Sheves? Or is she not Chayiv in Puruvu? Is she Chayiv in Sheves? Or not Chayiv in Sheves? That's a good question. It's a good question. We're not exactly sure. Tosfos in Bava Basra seems to say yes. The Beis Shmuel quotes it again over here in Siman Aleph in Sifkot Beis. Beis Shmuel writes as follows. Talk about selling a Sefer Torah. He quotes, some say, Isha Mitzuval Sheves. Quotes from a Radach. And from others as well. One Teret and Tos says that way. So is this really true? If an Isha is Mitzvah on Shabbos, she's clearly not Mitzvah on Puruvu, so then we're making a disconnect between Puruvu and Shabbos. There's another day in Tos, it's a quote to Yerushalmi. It says that an Eved is Mitzvah on Puruvu. How's that possible? What that means is, a Pepshuto, that they hold that. Either Shemes is different from Puruvu, but then the Tziv says, from the Shiltas, no, it's Hor Behor Talia. It goes together. It means many riots. Let's show the riots. The first riot is Son of Bezam and Alf. Son of Bezam and Alf from Nos and Omer. Beis Shami Omerim, Zoch and Akeva, Beis Lomo, Zoch and Akeva. My time is Beis Hillel, Los Tol, Barod, the last narrow line. Son of Beis, Amenav, the Shemes Yitzarav, Avod Hashemes. So according to Rav Nosson, we may still for sure. But even according to the Rabbanan of Rav Nosson, they don't agree fundamentally. They agree that the Puruvu and Shemes go together. And the Iker Mitzvah, and as we mentioned this in a different context, is having one child. And that's why once a couple has one child, we no longer force a divorce. It's the next Mishnah of Sanhedrin. And that's how I told you before, one of the reasons why my yisod in halacha, so before the couple has any children, if you're machmir, not to do anything of any contraceptive nature, according to the Rambam and the Beis Shmuel, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, rather, but you chayv every owner. But once they have a child, since according to this Netziv at least, they really fundamentally fulfilled Puruvu. Two is just the SSS, I wrote the Lashon to the Netziv down. What's the Lashon over here? Lo poligi arab nosen, the Chacham and Tzach of Beis, el le mitzvah ba'alma. Ava b'diyeret, kul amam modu, the sagi b'yechot, and the gash is could be ever done. Seems to me, if the couple already had a child, and the woman is too tired to can't bring another child right away, we can rely on this nekuda. Very, very important yourself. Oh. Vaita, the connection between Puruvu and Shevis is established at the very end of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. What happens, Rabbi Osai? The children die, Nebuch. Mesu. Last time, Yochanan Loki in Puruvu, why? L'Shevis Yitzara Beinan. Once again, a second place on the same Daf, a connection between Puruvu, on the same moment, between Puruvu and L'Shevis Yitzara. You see, Klar is a connection. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, it seems that a woman who's potter from Puruvu should be potter from Shevis. Against that day in Tosfos Mishnah, where did he get it from? On Mefurash Gemara, Samach Hei Amud Beis. Samach Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara, a woman comes and says she wants to get divorced because her husband cannot have any children. What's the very terse response? Zil Lo Mifkadas. We're not going to compel a divorce. We're not going to compel a divorce with a ksuba. We're not going to compel at all. You're not chayav in Puruvu. Says in Netziv, wait a minute. We saw Tosfos via Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. And in order to enable someone to fulfill Shevis, we can compel a shichrur. So why can't we compel a divorce? The answer is in Netziv, no. That a woman who's partner from Puruvu is partner from Shevis as well. This is what he suggests very strongly. I guess we saw before, it's 2 days in the Rishonim. And in the post. That being the case, a wapachidish, a ben Noach, assuming he's chayav in Shevis, is chayav in Puruvu. The simple pshat in our Gemara. Again, the third raya, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Why does the Gemara say that a man who has children and is goyus, fulfills it, no longer have to have a boy and a girl after he converted and became Jewish? The Gemara explains klar why it's so. Why it's so? The Gemara says the reason is b'nei piriyah v'rivya ninu. B'nei piriyah v'rivya ninu. Tosfos says, "Wow, can't be." It's my Sanhedrin. They know lo mifkula piriyah v'rivya. Here too, he says, doesn't mean it. It means that the children are nikraim al shmam. That's all it means. Doesn't mean. Don't take a kipshuto that b'nei piriyah v'rivya ninu. Which is about the seventh wide line on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. But the Netziv says, no, come on, Tosfos. No. Kipshuto. They're chayiv and Puruvu. Same with chayiv and Shevis. I had an offer the Gemara in that Sanhedrin Faker. He reinterprets the Gemara. When it says, B'nei Noach, lo mifkada piri v'rivi, it's only in this, the Gemara's going back and forth. He wants to know from the Gemara when the Pesuk says Puruvu, is it given to B'nei Noach? Is it given to B'nei Yisrael? Later, is it Nishneh? Sinai, not Nishnah B'Sinai, Shuvu L'chem Aleichem. I'm not going to this whole complicated cheshbon. He quote got out of the Gemara Sanhedrin very nicely, and then he comes to his conclusion that he thinks that Puruvu and Shevis go together, and women are potter from both and goyim achayim in both. Wow! So that's what the Netziv says in the Pirush of the Shultus. Wow! Amazing! Amazing! Oh, as a matter of fact, the Maratz Chayis here in our daf. Answers the Turi Evans question, how can he fulfill the mitzvah when he's a goy? He answers, you know what? He fulfills the mitzvah of Shevis. He's mitzvah v'yosa. He's a baruch yuva when he is a goy. And once he fulfills the mitzvah of Shevis, you no longer compel him to fulfill Puruvu. He reinterprets the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Kiyam Puruvu doesn't mean it. It means Kiyam Shevis. And once Kiyam Shevis, you no longer can force him. Beth has the power to compel him to tempt out more children. That's why Maratz Chayis says something just very similar to what we were saying until now. He just uses somewhat different terminology. Fine.
Yeah. Who says this in regards to Shevis?
Sorry. Did
it? Who says this is going to go on Shabbos?
I think so. Again, the different types throughout Shas. I'm not going to go into it. Eved Hashem, it's a Goy Hashem, it's a woman Hashem. Just giving you quick marma comments. Again, for the lack of time, I'm not going to get involved in the other toses. The Lav. Lav and Nachal Ninu Koloma Benachas Bechorah. I will over the Chavi Yorish as Ovev Dvar Torah. You can't say, but you can't interpret it as Kipshuta. But it's referring to Bechorah. Gros is according to the Rambam. We don't say that. We get a Gros over here. And Simon, Tosis Teres is a little bit dochuk. So the Gra has over here in Simon Aleph, Sivkotan Yudzai. I think this Tosis is also a dochuk. So how the Rambam do? What the Rambam do? Says you have to be Megai. Fine, the children have to be Megai. Okay, Tosis Lav Nidch Dochuk Latzma Lefaresh and Yibachorim. The Kontra Rambam it's Nicha. What does it mean? Rishlokish says Gersh Niskaka Shnal Dami. The bottom should is Gaiu and the bottom shallow. That's what Rishlokish says. Ava Mishum Geiruso Asmo. Lo, his own Geirus of the father doesn't mean anything. Came in the Nachuyuso. Vuchule. Kamosha Kositosis. Afra Shlokish Moda. Paul Mishum the Gioris Geirus Abonim. Kilu Mace to Abonim, the Kanchalim, born again! They died and they were born again! I like that! And the Gerard doesn't use those words, that's what he's basically saying. Geras like a Misa. You can't be born if you're born already. Let's die in between. I don't mean literally that they didn't have to have CPR. But conceptually, right, he's like, Kilu Mace. That's the Trichasa. Okay? This is what the Gemara means. Fine. This is again in the long grub, this gives you some Aramakomas that he suggests. Okay? Bekitza, it's worthwhile looking at this chance. We have a very severe time constraints. Can't go into all these details now. I feel bad, but just can't. Okay. Now, again, Tosin Chagida Bey suggests that the guy is Chayev in Furu, against what they said over here. Bring it to your attention. And okay, we better go on to the next inyana because we'll never get out of here. So spend a half an hour on this topic. Rabbi, let's move to the next piece. There is an issue. What happens if the children die and the person wants to fulfill his mitzvah puravu fulfilled? So there's a Gemara that's over here. B'nei bonim arehenke bonim. Enough, some of Bezim and Bez. A big dispute what it means. Ram seems to require a male and a female. Yeah, as the Gemara, the only goes as far as to say that a male from the female and a female from the male would be good enough. But if your son and daughter both had boys and both had girls, Pashpan Ram is that it's no good. Tosim say that it is good. What's the fundamental dispute? What's Pshat Neban Kibbanim? Neban Kibbanim, if I, the grandfather, can fulfill my mitzvah to my grandchildren. And I need a boy and a girl. Same as I need my own children to be a boy and a girl. Well, no! The grandchildren are just maintaining, as it were, the existence of their deceased parents. So they feel almost deceased parents who are born a girl. It doesn't matter that they each one had a son, each one had a daughter. You follow what I'm saying? That's the lumbish of the dispute over here between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. And again, I'm skipping over most of the details here for the lack of time. But I do want to spend some time is on the Gemara Sam of Gimel Amud Beis. Going jumping a little bit, Sam of Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us about a man whose name was Ben Azai. Ben Azai says, "Whoever doesn't have children, kill a shofer damim." I mentioned this already a little bit earlier. So they say, "No darish, no mekayim, maase nafshi choshka b'tora, ev shela olam she iskayim aydei acherim." Sheeps, unbelievable Gemara. The Rambam has two consecutive dinim in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Tezvav. One of them is Ben Azai. I'm going to read it to you the words of the Rambam, because every word, of course, is significant. Rambam. Every letter is significant. Rambam writes over here in Perek Tezvav. Chalacha Gimel, Ben Azai. Mishachosh Kanaf Shem B'Torah, can't help, never gets married. Ein B'yodo Ovon. If the Torah doesn't get the better of it. That's his Lashon. Ein B'yodo Ovon. Halacha Beis, what I really want to talk about, which is very, very significant. Raman writes, you should get married if it's at 17, at both sides, past 20. Oy, 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 oy. Terrible. But let me give you, Rabbos, each and every one of you who's over 20 and that's and still single, I have something for you. The Rambam, Osik b'torah b'torah ba, v'misyar v'nis isha k'desh lo yitra p'mzonas v'yivatam min ha-torah, v'is a mutl this acher. Why? She'osik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah v'kol shkin b'tam ha-torah. Famous words of the Rambam. World famous words of the Rambam. The problem is Rambam is such a shver Rambam, Rabbos, I. In Ilchus Torah, Talmud Torah, Paragim Aloch Adal, Rambam says, we do not apply the principle of Osik B'mitzvah's Talmud Torah, Potem and HaMitzvah. No! You can't exempt yourself from Shofar and Lulav and what do you mean? It's closing Gemara, don't do the mitzvah. So why are there is it different? That's the kasha. We've got a number of answers to this kasha. The Netziv suggests that it's not a mitzvah overis. All the cases in Shas, the Moedkot and Avtes, at the closing Gemara, do the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah overis. Prubu can be fulfilled at a later time. So suggests the Netziv in the Shulta Hei. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rabosai, is based upon the Lashon of the Gemara, right over here. Evshel la'olam shizkayim ayidei acherim. Very reminiscent, Rabosai, of mitzvah evshel la'acherim, which in one might cut enough ten says, I should keep learning. And let someone else do it. Get an amazing impression. Pru Ravu, according to this, is a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael. And in all humanity, keep the race going. But it's not a mitzvah in any particular individual. So it's not just it's like Efshad Echeim. It is Efshad Echeim. If some other guy is not learning, we'll have four kids, and I'll have no kids, until we both have, each having two kids. So at the end of the day, there are four kids born, and I was busy, but I kept learning. That's a second answer. And the third answer, Rabbi Osai, is based on the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, who has the following conclusion. He says, no, close the Gemara and do the mitzvah. And then he adds two words. V'yachsa l'talmudo. So the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's a prerequisite, that's a sine qua non. Only v'yachsa l'talmudo. Yeah, I go to hear the shofar and go back to my Gemara. Okay, you'll get married, have kids, go back to Gemara. What? Back to your Gemara. Back to pay the bills. Kind of Gemara, gonna pay the bills. You have a chrayas for a wife and a child. What are you kidding? Go back to Gemara. So you said the Ksuba on the F5, I'm going to work. It's your first line. So you can't go back. So then the fact that then is, also Mrs. Tamatara is part of the limit. Explains Rabbi Chanan in his Kovach Shurim, Chalik Beis, that the other answers will work even for Ben Azai. In Nayatul Talmudim. Efshtei Chem, that's the more lush of Ben Azai over here. But the Netziv's answer won't work. Because the Netziv said it's a mitzvah she'en over, so you do it later. He doesn't want to do it at all. He says, Rebbe Chanan, you're right. The Rambam never said that you're within your rights. All the Rambam said is, Ein b'yodo omon. You're an honest. Honest Rachmana Patra. You can't focus on a wife. You're busy with your Gemara. Not that you really are supposed to do it, just you can't help it. Ad kan dvarav HaKadosh. Fine. The Ritzva, right here now, Adav, Samachimel. Person had Pru Ravu. And Choshka Nafsha B'Torah. That is more important than Ola Erev Al Tanach Yodecha. Ramban says so. Ramban of the Shitoso, Ramban said, that Ola Erev Al Tanach Yodecha is only Yishuv Derech Eretz. Not a mitzvah d'orais, not even a full-fledged mitzvah d'rabbanan. So the guy wants to learn all the time. He's not required to have a house full of kids, which is going to take away from his learning. He's going to pay the bills. But fewer kids. So writes the Ritva, according to the Rabban, here and now with that. Oh. He goes as far as said the Ritva, and it's our next topic. You can even drink a cold shell ikrin. Cold shell ikrin. What in the world is that? If you knew you'd be a billionaire, I told you. What is a cold shell ikrin? It was some kind of a potion upon drinking this potion, they would not have children. And we do have in the Gemara over here in Masechta Yevamos, Samachem and Beis, that Rav Chiya's wife, she put on a Purim costume, and didn't know she was, and she asked, is the woman chayav Purim? He said, no. Ozla ishtiya sama de akrisa. She went and she drank a kos shel ikre. Now, presumably, Rebetzin Reb Chiya was a isha tzedekis. She must have done the right thing. So on the side it says, look in Tosfos and Shabbos Kuf Yud v'otanya, because the Gemara in Shabbos and not Kuf Yud seems to say that kos shel ikre is not permitted. So the question is, how did Mrs. Reb Chiya do it if the Gemara seems to say that it's not permitted? That's the problem. A very serious issue, which we'll try to tackle a little bit. Again, nothing that we can go into in too much detail now, Ms. Chazara. Check your notes, which you'll see much more than we're discussing right now. The Gemara of Kuf Yudim and Beis. The Gemara is as follows. You mean to tell me that you're going to do something which is going to drink a potion which is going to make you infertile? It says, no. Serious Bodim is Asur. Varetzchem lo sasu. Or it says, starts by saying, you're a mechaber. Here it happens by answer, you're doing it for a fool. Huh? So the Gemara says, no, that's not allowed. That's Rabbis Rucha, a different story. Hakomodin, Mesaris, Acha Mesaris, Shulchayev, quotes a pasuk in Parashas Emor, Atzim Mosasu. Elabi Isha. Isha is different. So the Gemara, if you take the Gemara at face value, Rabosai, there are two statements here. Number one, that Koshal Ikrin and Sirus are the equivalent of one another. And number two, that they apply to men and not to women. That's a simple, simple pshat of the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufir, Kufir Al. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch argue on both. And the Rambam says that Koshal Ikrin is not the equivalent of Sirus. There's no mountains. The kosher ikrin. Only makos for sirus. That's number one. And number two, says the Rambam, sirus for a woman is prohibited. Sirus for a man is certainly prohibited. Kosher ikrin for a man is prohibited. Kosher ikrin for a woman is permissible. Where all this come from? So again, the Mechas Chinuch screams on this Rambam. He doesn't understand where it's coming from. The Mechas Chinuch is in the mitzvah of a ba'artzachem lo sasu. And he says he doesn't understand where the whole Rambam comes out of nowhere. It's against the Pashup Shah in the Gemara on both scores. On both scores. Oh. That's a serious problem. A serious, serious problem. Yeah. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that this is found in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Hey. Quotes the Rambam. In Ebenezer. With all the problematics of the Rambam, all found in Shulchan Aruch, quoted verbatim. He starts off in Halacha in Sifir Aleph. Also, the Hafsa, they bury Azera, Logam, and Atoira. Okay? Da-da, 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 da-da. Hamasaris, and Akeva, Beinonim, and Shaminim, Potter, Avalosu. Where do you get it from? Agamar seems to say that it's permissible. Next, Sifir Beis. Hamashka, Koshalikri, Lohadim, all the Shabbat, and Chaim. Why Lokanola? The Gemara seems to equate it with regular Sirus. Pella, both things are ploying. These two Rambams that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is a very serious problem. Very, very serious. Now, it's interesting that the post have a fight this heter for a woman. Ishim uteras dishtos ikrin kedei lesaras hashlo telet. Is that the chatchila? It's just based on the Gemara Samachem and based on. No! Only Reb Chiya's wife, but special extra taleda, only for her is it permissible. So that's a tumult. The Pesachet Shiva Yudalos, some say even below taleda, and some say no. No, only special extra taleda, that's the Marashal and Simon Mem Dalet. And it goes back to Mishnayos here and there and everywhere. Okay, the quotes of Chasam Sofer. Bottom line, can a woman have this kol sikrin? Yeah. So he ends like this. If she didn't have any children yet, she should have a kosikrin. Unless it's a very serious health concern. She already has sheves. She may can kosikrin even though she has no tsar as special tsar later whatsoever. The only problem is that if she's single or if she's married, Rabosai, in the old days when the man could always take a second wife. So if he could have taken a second wife or divorced her against her will. Okay? So you want to have more, so you may take a second wife. We'll go divorce this one if you want. But nowadays you can do neither. Benegashim Chayrim both. She has to have reshus from her husband to have the kosher dikrin. But you know what? If he refuses to give permission, she has to accept the get. What happens if he doesn't want to divorce her and he doesn't want to give her a reshus and she's stuck in a rock and a hard place? Says the Chasam Sofer. She's not required to have special tsar for the Bathsheba to her husband. If he rolls in a special tsar, so she can just do it, and he'll be stuck. He doesn't want to give her a divorce. He doesn't want to give her a rishus. So just go do it as rishus, and he'll be up to, you know, and he's going to be stuck. So I suggest Chasam Sof here in Kodesh Pischei Tshuva, Simen Hey, Sivkot on Yud Beis. Because we no longer have Kosikin, which lasts forever. But perhaps we have some certain equivalents. The pill obviously is only lasts as long as you're taking it. But there are other ways to make her infertile indefinitely, which may not rise to the level of serus. If it's serus, to the Mechaba Pasta, the Ferish Vaket, Mesaris and the Keva is Potter Avalasi. Not how to do it. What do you mean? Also the Rabbanan, also the Raisa, that's the Tumul. On the partial level, it must be the Rabbanan. How else can it be? How can it be anything but Manashah? Either Atzmosas is alive, or it's head to govern. Now comes the Gura with a whole new word. The Gura says, it's not included in Batzmosasu, it's included a new word. Mashchasam Behem Mumbam. That's Mashchasam Behem Mumbam is in 7th Smith Postal in Parashas Emor. Okay? And it does not apply to a woman, because Mashchasim only refers to Nosuk, Moch, only beginning in Beitzim. A woman doesn't have those organs. So therefore there's no Mashchasim. So Sirus itself to do a hysterectomy would be a violation. But Mashchasim is limited to those particular Eivari HaZachar. It doesn't apply to an Akeva, therefore ain't Lopin Alav. That's what he's suggesting that Mashchasam would exist in a situation of, again, the Gra created a new essence. Not only Malkus or Bust or nothing, this reminds me of yesterday's issue. It could be a different level of Isser, which is not the Lel Sesei proper, but Mashchasam. So that's the Sheet, that's what that Sheet is a Gra. That Sheet is a Gra. Okay. Now, let us go further. The Minchas Chinuch, I told you before, I'll read you a little bit inside. Minchas Chinuch is found in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Aleph. He talks about this. He says over here, again, in our version, beautiful new version, it's Reish Tzadi Aleph, Siv Koton Gimel. He says, where's the difference between mice and kosher nikrin? And they went down to a new level of making the kavis one step lower. He doesn't understand. Maybe kosher nikrin should be chayim for a man. And for a woman should be mutter the same as even sirus. He doesn't, his Rambam is wrong twice. The Rambam made a distinction, which he shouldn't have, between sirus and kosher nikrin. And he didn't make the distinction, such a strong distinction, which he should have, between Zohar and Akeva, which is very stark. More of the Shabbos Masha, the kosher liquid, shovel the serious B'yadayim. Because he has the kasha for one on the other. That's a big kasha which the Minchas Chinuch asks against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Serious question. So, yeah. Another question he asks against the Rambam. He says, Kedei l'sarso. But the Gemara is the Mefurish. It's also even for refuah. What do you mean? Move a Shabbos Shabbat, Kash against the Michas, against the Kedela Sarah, what does it mean? So we had a suggestion, let's mention it again very, very briefly. Yes. Give me yes. Yes, the Gemara is against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. How can I go against the Gemara? How's it possible? The answer is as follows. Our Gemara could be going according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Torah's Kohanim, which says, Ain on the Kairos Besiris. Ain on the Kairos Besiris. Okay. And therefore the Torah's Kohanim talks about Mashchasa. Talmud Babli does not. So the fact that the Asit Kos Ikrin and must be derived from Asit Masasut, there's no choice. And Mog and Chosin is Lav Dafka. And therefore you get Malchus. Like the Minchas Chinuch said, Memela, if it's Malchus, it would not apply to a woman, because the Refuah Shemimah of a woman is different. And of course it would apply even the Refuah. Malchus, finished, Malchus. Can't help it. But the Rambam, according to what I'm suggesting, now pass like the Tanakama in the Torah's Kohanim, is a Drosha Meshchasa, which is separate, this is the rights without Malchus. That applies A, to Kos Ikrin, and B, it applies to a woman in the case of a Maisa Siris. So that's how you answer both questions in one shot. By introducing the idea of Mashchosam, which is not found in Shas Bavli. It's found only in Torah's Kohanim. We posit Torah's Kohanim against Shas Bavli. What about a woman in Kos Ikrin? Well, it's two steps removed. So therefore, that's considered to be permissible. That's what he suggests. Again, I'm not going into all the details of the intricacies of who our Gemara goes according to the Torah's Kohanim. Give me some Rashi Perukim. Fine. And there are others who go along these lines and say, forget about it. There's no way in the world we can permit Sirus of a Zohar or of an Akeva. It's certainly going to be prohibited, whether it's either the Raisa or the Rabbanon, whether it's Losasu or Moshchosam, it's going to be prohibited, bottom line. That's what they say, bottom line. And the distinction between Adam and Behema, which I'm not going into at the present time in detail, letting you know that there are certain leniencies with respect to Behema and the Keva, which some posts can have. That's more kal than a Behema Zohar, based on our sugyas. And it's, again, I'm just making referring you to the Minchas Chinuch. Here it's Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot on Ches. The Chinuch said, no Heges, B'Zohar within the Kevas. Like I said before, applies to both. We saw earlier, Minchas Chinuch doesn't understand exactly why. There's a very fascinating idea in the Chasam Sofer, who says, Rabosai, the distinction is not between a Zohar and a Keva as such, as to who's doing the cutting. The distinction only exists between Eber Zohar and Eber in the Keva. Because the Pesukim and that are discussing, the Mosuk Lachar Losasa, are discussing a Vare HaZohar. Could be a nafkamina. What will happen, Rabbi Osai? Androgynous. According to one opinion that's considered the killer of Be'er Atzma. But he does have an Eber HaZachris. So according to what's suggesting now, a person who's serious in that would be Chayav, because it's a function of the Eber, not a function of the official halachic standing of the individual. This could explain why it's not found in that Mishnah and Kiddushin. When Kiddushin talks about certain mitzvahs which apply to a woman, apply to an Eved, Eved is considered the same as a woman with respect to certain things. And the question is, what about as far as this is concerned? The answer is not a function of a man and a woman as such, it's a function of the Eber HaZachar and the Eber HaNekeva. That's why it's not found in that Mishnah. Chutz mi bal tashmis bal takif, that a woman is not included in the Easter of shaving, because she doesn't have a beard, the same as a man, whatever the case may be. So the question became, so why isn't the Baruch Lo Sasu over there? So the answer is, it's not a question of man versus woman, it's a question of man's Eber versus woman's Eber. And could be not used for androgynous or other situations, v'chule. It's all, again, glossing over briefly some of the Rosh Hashanah, which we spoke about in this context. Yeah. There is an issue of whether a goy is chayiv in this din. A bnei noach matuva and isa serious based in gemara. Of a metzia daf tzadi. We do say you may not tell a goy to do secrets. It's quoted in Shavanoch right over here in Sif Yudalid. But he even doesn't prove that he's obligated. It could be on Yule Nachr. And Nachr part of Shabbos, he's not obligated. So it may apply over here as well. The Rosh says on Baba Metzia, the seventh parak. And people in Machlokos are Rishonim. Fine. Okay. Again, just giving some of the highlights of this somewhat complex sugi. Now, should mention in passing that these are serious with respect to animals, even female animals, halacha l'maaseh in Shulchan Aruch, and if you're not permitted to sell your animal to a guy, wink, wink, spay the cat, give it right back to him, sell it back to me, the Pesukim say before, that's going to be prohibited. I had a case like this I told you just recently. Couldn't be matter it. Okay. Now, we had mentioned that there are certain other processes which may prevent the woman from having children, but do not rise to the level of serious necessarily. One of them is, Rabbi Osai, something which is tying the tubes. So tying the tube, Pashta should be, we can argue, is an Easter of serious. You're cutting. Cutting means Atzal Osas. Cutting. Now, there are new things, which means they put some kind of a silicon in the fallopian tubes. So Pashup Shat, it's going to be permissible. He didn't do anything. He didn't cut anything. He just yes, he prevented it from having children. That's true. But that's no different than kosher liquor, which according to a woman, we said before, showing up is permissible, whether because special tzaleid or stam kagam achlokas aposkin. There's a new thing, which is called Ishur. Essure. Take a little bit of a spring, and then it causes scar tissue to form and block the zera from going in, blocks up the tubes. So there are many poskim who say that it would be permissible. We're not going into every detail right now, but there is room to be made in that kind of a situation. Rav Moshe was even willing to consider, there's no other alternative, mamish his directive of tying the tubes, on the ground that the other poskim disagree with the Gra and others and say there's no reason why the keva. So Menachas Chinuch wanted to say the keva is all mutter. You know, we don't pass in that way, but there's a shas of tzchak, you rely upon a yochid. So at the truth should be Gras Moshe. There's another thing now called endometrial ablation, or in Hebrew, ablatsia. Right, they use some kind of a system to reduce the lining of the endometrium of the uterus. This is done by, in some cases, when the woman is bleeding so much, she gets close to a menopause, she's bleeding so much, she can't even be with her husband, she's always in need of. So they will sometimes do that process, which sometimes eliminates the bleeding completely, sometimes just partially. It's a complicated process. Is it mutter or is it asa? So most poskim say that it's mutter. That's mutter. Others say, serious, not allowed. I don't know. There, serious, you're cutting. Here, it could be done with a scalpel, although it's not cutting through or removing, just removing some of that endometrial lining may be a problem, but they do it otherwise these days, with extreme heat, extreme cold, applied to that part of the body, lasers or whatever, all kinds of different things. Yeah, it's a complex matter which the poskim talk about with Mizman HaZeh, and again, because it's already, I have to go on to the next reading. We're way, way behind the schedule that I set for myself, but okay, that's normal. Let's now start. We finished an hour on this topic, but that's okay. Then another half an hour to try to discuss all these inyanim, which I wanted to discuss, never going to make it, I'll tell you in advance. The inyanim of the Mishnah, Samach Dal, and Amad Aleph, and beyond. At least start. I'd wanted to do Samach Dalet and Samach Hei, but I don't think we're going to get that far. Well, we'll do part of it. It's always tomorrow. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Nasi Isha v'shayim v'shanim v'lo yolda eina v'shar li'vatel. Okay, this is what we know. Famous Mishnah. Now, how do we know this? Where did the 10 years come from? And therefore, when this is quoted, Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet. This thing is quoted, and the question is, does it apply in Chutz Laretz? Right. Good, legitimate question. Does it apply in Chutz Laretz? Well, let's turn first to the Rush. Turn to the Rush in Siman Yud Beis. See what he says. You follow from our Gemara. And the Rosh thinks that's incorrect. It's discussed by the Amorim and Babel. Avraham Avinu is unique. Hashem told the Eschel to go only in Eretz Yisrael. So of course that chutzlar doesn't count. But for you, for other people, for every average person, it wouldn't apply even in chutzlar. Can't compare the Avraham Avinu who went against the Kadosh Baruch Hu's tivum. Then there's a Mordechai Rav Osai. Look it up quickly. End of Siman Nun. We know about this. We've saw this, seen this already. The Mordechai suggests, basically, more end of Cheskas HaBatim. That came up a second time, if you remember, in the sugya of we'll get to, I guess, probably tomorrow. Mitzvah Shel Olam HaDavar Shein HaNishma, Rav Utu Shil Shogin, etc. That's a Gemara of Basra Daf Nun. That's quoted seriously by the Mordechai, Bar Basra Daf Samach, quoted seriously by the Mordechai here at the end of Siman Nun, he writes as follows. There are those who say, Cheskes HaBatim, last few lines, and it's page test, end of the second column. Dinu Shnigzal Atzmeinu, L'Sabal Yushalayim, Shlod Yisa Isha, V'Shlod Hol Bonim, it's because of the Gzeris. Elashen goes, V'in Gzeir HaTzibur, Kim Rav Tzir Chol Lamad Bo, Hilkot Chol HaPochas, and Kof V'n Hotzi, even Eretz Yisrael. Another reason. The Gra is very unhappy with this. Mordechai, we don't pass in this way. It's an agada. The Gemara doesn't apply if they didn't have two children yet. He goes to town and he doesn't like this Mordechai whatsoever. But it is quoted by some poskim based upon the words that the Mordechai is saying over here. Fine. So the question that becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how come it is that we all know couples that have no children and they don't get divorced? How can it be? It's Talmud by Mishnah. The Mishnah says it has to be a divorce. So I want to make my own original theory based on the Meshul Chochma. The Meshul Chochma says, how come it is that a woman's not chayav approval? We're not going to. It's a cause. Since we're Darshina Talmud the Krok. All right. So the Meshul gives reasons anyway. One reason is it's dangerous for a woman. You know, put it obligated to go into danger. Number two, he says the Torah is not interested in forcing a woman to be chayav and pruvu, so if a husband can't produce a child, then she has to get divorced. Torah hates divorce. I'll say, but the man is chayav. No, the man is only chayav to have a child. No need to divorce his wife. He can simply take another wife, where the woman cannot take another husband. You have two husbands at the same time, as we call that lo sinah. That doesn't exist, that possibility. As opposed to a man having two wives, which we only did in the Torah, anymore, it's permissible. So I wanted to suggest, after Chayin Rabbein Begershim, when a man can no longer have two wives, so the spirit of the law, at least, equates the man of today with the woman of the time of the Torah and the Talmud. And she was no obligation because Torah doesn't want to force a divorce. That was my harifus to try to explain, justify those who were married for 10 years and longer and don't have any children and not getting divorced. That's what I wanted to make a suggestion. Okay. Rabosai, so far with me so far? Now we have, just again, very quickly, just once over lightly, some of the critical sugars over here on that Sam of Dalet. Take a look. Yotzi v'den ksuba. The case of a man married for 10 years, Yotz, it says over here, the Mishnah says, Eim Rashol Yipot. Or the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan. Nasi Isha v'shav v'shanim. V'yol de Yotzi v'den ksuba. Shemalo Zachalihi Bonos Mi Mena. Yo, it's Eden Ksuba. Fine. So Tosa over here, Yotzi, what does Tosa say? What do they mean, Yotzi? What does Yotzi mean? The Shalana and the Ksubis is some similar case. Call for the Yotzi or not? It says Yotzi, does it mean you force with whips or you don't force? Our Gemara says Yotzi, and Mashma Kfiyah. Why? Because it says over there, Eini Zon Beinim Mefarnes, Yotzi Vitin Ksuba. And the Gemara says over there in Ksuba Zayin, Ad Shekol Fron Salahotzi, Yechafuhu Lazun. So we just force him to support her. You see, clearly we're talking about compelling. Wow. The Tosa suggests, no. When is Yotzi mean Kfiya? Only Hecha Sha'osa Li'isha Shalom Kedin. Aval Hocha She'enu Ela Mishum De'enu Rashoi Li'batam Imperi of Rivir. He's not mistreating his wife. Lo Mashma Loshen Kfiya. I have a wonder question. Does it mean Shalom Kedin mean he's a bum? He's a bum? Or he's not a bum. He's just unable. Not that he's unwilling to perform his obligation towards his wife. He's simply unable. Would you categorize him as someone as Osa Lisha Shalom Kedin? Or say he's a Nebuch? That's a very serious question. We had a Shalom the Bezin when we were discussing this issue. And I said, based on Tosa Lashon, no. You can't be called for someone who is, because of some accident or some health condition, is unable to perform obligations towards his wife. No, he's not a bum. Just can't help it. It's not his fault. So that was a bit of an issue based on the lashon of Tosis right over here in Samach Dalim and Aleph. We'll be back from the lashon of Tosis. Not completely clear. Now, Tosis over here, at the end of the day, quotes a Yerushalmi. Last three narrow lines. Rishalmi mash with the ain kofin, bahano the sam bahamadir. In those cases of the guys, mukashchin ba polipus, all those other cases and whatever else, you don't force. Where did it come from? A Rishalmi, first wide line, ain maasin ela lepsulos. Aye, it's against the Mishnah. Mashani shamanu shemotzi, shamanu shekofin. Bitmiya, Shmamino, then Kofin, Ella Hecha de Katani, Kofin, Al Hecha de Kamarabon, and Yoti, Lo Pirshu, Kofin, Omolo, Chivucha, Rabbana, Lo Hotzi, and if not, Vimlo Totzi, Mutu, Likroso, Avariyana, Whoa, Avalakofa, Bishotim, Lo, the Grach has different gears of Achulimachul. When I grew up, they told me, sticks and stones will break my bones, but nails will never harm me. You learn that too? So what kind of kfir is this? Call names, Avari. You call worse names than that, but didn't give it so fast. That's a tremendous machlokas halacha l'maisa. What do you do? It's very, very complicated. Very complicated, Ramos. Very complicated. Some want to say that our particular case, it certainly should be kofin. You know why? Kofin al ha-mitzvahs. In other words, ben adam la-mokom. We saw the Gemara has that if you force somebody to do the mitzvah of lulav, shofar, sukkah, you force them. Ksubas have peivav. That's what the Mugei Yosef said over here in our daf. Yeah. So there are those who say, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Kufnu Dalet, that we should follow the Machmirim, and we should not allow Kfiya Bizman Hazeh because of the Shita of the Rach of the Yerushalmi. That makes life very hard in real life for a woman to get a get. That's just the way it is. Can't help it. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Kufnu Dalet, Sivov. Oh, so there's a particular case we can. What's that? What's called Bo Machmas Taina. Well, that's the Gemara Samachem Beis. Take a look. Samachem Beis says the Gemara. What does she say? What's going to be with this woman? I need a chutra liyada mara lekvura. I need a stick for my old age to hold me, and it would shovel to bury me. It's how poignant. But a woman's entitled to that. So if she's, that's called Bo Machmas Taina. So then you, then everyone agrees you're going to compel a divorce. But short of that, okay, let's go. That's quite a lengthy sif over here. But short of that, we're not going to so quickly compel a divorce. That's Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Vav. Sif Vav. Yeah. This is number one. Sif Chaf Aleph, same Siman, Kuf Nun Dalet. Sif Chaf Aleph is the last, almost the last Sif. Kol Eilu She'amru Lahotzi Kof and Afilu B'Shotim. First antithesis. V'yesh Amrim. She called Mishlo Nema Babatalan Beferish Kofan Lotzi, Elayotzi Bilvad, and Kofan Beshotin. Elohim Chachamim Achibu Chalotzi, Vilototzi, Mutu Lekroscha Avarion. Says the Rambo, yes? She can always be Boam Achmas Taino. And if it's perceived to be the truth, we can force a divorce. Of course, if she has previous children, it was not going to work.
Right.
So let every woman say, "I'm Boam Achmas Taino." Okay, that's what it does say in Shulchan Aruch. You can't.
Must be 10 years.
Well, that's we'll get to the details later on. He should took Kovaz get me the Taino she ain't a really buzz. Im Shasa imo Eser Shanim. Lonis Abra, one. And it's a Vask Subasa, two. The guy may lit low, so I get Mishim Dover Acher. You can't suspect anything else. Show me law. And even if she has, even if he has children, we say he is the scout on the interim. Kof and also Lahotzi. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Kof. Quoted the Shulchan Aruch. Lachar, I can't argue with the Shulchan Aruch. Because the problem is going to be, what about Enei Nostaviach? That's later Tosin. We're supposed to get them today, but at the rate we're going, I don't know where we're going to get. Let's go slow. So now, oh. Turn about to the Muke Yosef, talks about our Mishnah. Please turn. The Muke Yosef and our Sugi. Here we are. It's page Nun Dalet in our print, right before Upirush. This is as follows. Ul'osim shekiblu cher amenu gershim. Shlodisa Isha Acheras Al Ishto. Right? So then, what are we going to say? Kofin and Kofin. So, it changes the halacha. Cher Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom made two chers ready, so one, not to take a second wife, and two, not to divorce a wife against her will. So, but he can't give it force the divorce if she doesn't want. Later on, Rabosai, he says in a case where she didn't become pregnant for 10 years, Rabbeinu Gershom never made his chumrah in that kind of a case. So the Mepharshim seem to ask a steer between the Mugi Yosef here and the Mugi Yosef later on. How do you reconcile the two statements in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef? So it's a whole discussion. Sometimes it's a mitzvah, Ein Kofin. It's a major issue. I have to tell you that before we get to that issue, in our own Tosfos on Samach Daled, they say a very major breakthrough as well. And they want to suggest a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that although they're loath to enforce kfiyah, because according to the Rach and the Yerushalmi, generally speaking, the guy doesn't do what he's supposed to do, you don't force him with a whip. Right? Only when it says beferish in the Mishnah about Polypus and Mukashchin of this nature. Okay? Then he says as follows. What it says in the Gemara, Hahida Choles Aflamites, the Chos Rin Eitzel Godel HaMishpach HaLemichbeye, it's your force. No. Hayna Taira the Kovli Shemona Mikol and Yana Yishus, Bein Tashmish, Bein Mizonos. But either one alone, not. So Chama Furishatoises. But if the man refused to provide his wife with either Tashmish or Mizonos, then everyone agrees. You can force him to give her a divorce. Says the Pischet Shuvah from the Shach and the Sefer Gevurah Sanhedrin. No, she didn't be machmir on this.
What?
Take the Chazon Ish. What machmir? Who are the machmirim? It's mefurish and Tosfos based on mefurish and Gemara. Oh, but the answer is we suggested from the Acharonim. No, maybe you can draw a distinction to the case in that back in the Yevamos on that Flamites and our Gemara. Why? There you're only forcing a Yibam a Chalitza. Force a Chalitza. Here you want to force a Get. Forcing a Chalitza is not the same as forcing a Get for one of two reasons. Either because the stakes are lower. It's not full adultery if she's if it's no good, number one. Number two, Rabbi Osai, we can argue, I love the Shavuot, which was supposed to have its Chalitza in a week, that Chalitza requires less Das than Get. Get requires a super high level of Das, and Chalitza requires less high level of Das, you may just need Kavana, and we can be more make up by Kofin with respect to that in Lumdus, not merely in terms of the stakes being somewhat low. As we spoke about last time, fine. This is found in the Ran, in the end of the 7th Perek in Ksubis, where he makes the distinction between Get and Chalitza, the reasons I just gave you before. This is a dispute, Rabbi Osai. A person can't make a living. Do you force him or don't you force him? He's a bum. He can't get a job. He's unemployed. 10% unemployment. Or not to mention with the case where I mentioned earlier. It's not his fault he can't do beer. Not his fault he can't get a job. Bechule, bechule. Fine. Now, in Simon Aleph, we're jumping back again. We started in Aleph. We moved to Kuf Nun Dalet, and now we're back in Aleph. Because in Simon Aleph, Sif Yud, look what's found. Sif Yud. Quite a lengthy Sif. Oh, very lengthy. Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim Alanose Alishto. Right? That's if Chemis Chor Ben Gershom cannot take a second wife. Fine. It's a question about Malkam Yibam, but he goes about Malkam Mitzvah. The status, then he's a certain leniency, we call it Hetta Meir Rabbanim. Okay? Fine. So we pass from this din of Chayram and Gershon. Okay? And all kind of other intricacies over here. So now, over here in Sif Yud, what will happen, a situation in which the couple's married for 10 years? Does a cher ben geshem apply in that kind of a case? Well, no. It's a mokum mitzvah. It says by Yibum, it's a mokum mitzvah, so some say ben geshem never made a cher. So too with respect to Shoyas or Shonin, perhaps in that case as well, ben geshem didn't make his cher. You take a look here in the Mordechai, in Simon, Kuf, Yud, Gimel, Chubas Rabbeinu Gershom, there were no children, a whole story. Hesher Rabbeinu Gershom, Memhei, Maragola. Hishazeh yishar eser shanim v'lo teled yotzi din ksuba. Poshep Shat, Rabbi Negershim, notwithstanding his chair, which presumably preceded this tshuva, presumably, afal pikein, v'mokom mitzvah pruvu, and then the years passed. So then he's going to say, my chair does not apply. My chair no longer applies. Not in the case of 10 years. So then you can, in effect, either force a get, or give him a second wife. It's a machlokes haposkim. You have to be matter one of those two chayrims, which is the more lenient, the lesser of two evils. Big fights back and forth. Not going into all those details right now. Fine. Now. Yeah. A lot of other details we spoke about, but I just can't. Turn our attention now to the sugya on Samak Dalet of the base. Okay, just glossing over many things, but just trying to do chaz as much as I can in a limited amount of time. Let's go. Samak Dalet Amud Beis. In the context, Rabosai, of the sugya on Samak Dalet Amud Aleph, which says, etc. A sugya of a first one, of a second one, maybe what about a third one? The whole discussion over here, Girsha Muteras Shani in Shlishi Lo, Masnisamani Rebihi. Rebbe, by case of two milas, where the baby died twice, you don't do the third mila. Rashbach says, no, you have to wait three times to establish a chazak. More equates this with the case of marrying a woman from a family where there's sick people, right? If they're nichpin, mitzoroim, ischazik tlosa zimni. Maybe they need three, maybe it's enough to have two. So here many poskim say that although we pass them in the Gemara later on, that we're machmir for two, as well as at the bottom of Samach Dalam and Beis, the Gemara says, nisuin umalkios kerevi. Nisuin is what we call katlonis, passing the Shulchan Aruch. A woman married two men, they both died. She shouldn't take a third husband, she may kill him too. That's Gumamacha Pikuk Nevish Ke Rebbe. It's enough to have two. So, therefore, if there are two sicknesses in a family, or maybe we should be Machmer as well. And many poskim say no, it's different. Rebbe agrees in Mishpachas Nichman, Mishpachas Mitzurah, Mishpachas Tlosa Zimni, even Rebbe agrees. Who said so? The Nebuke Yosef again. If you go back for a second to look at the Nebuke Yosef, he tells exactly why it's so. Why it's so? It's on page Nun Zayin, end of the first column. Isn't it had mishpoka betla zimni? What's the mikra? Afal gav the rova karebi sfirleit betre zimni shani hacha tafil the rebi modesh ein lachosh me mishpoka bepokos mitlas zimni. Not the same person, same woman once, same woman twice. No, it's just the two different cases of illness in the family. Even Rebbe agrees, two and different people can be called a mikra biyama, and you need three to establish the chazaka to say that you shouldn't marry someone from that kind of a family. That's a mefurish in the book of Yosef right over here. Okay, this is quoted, these are my quoted Rabosai and Simon Beis. And Simon Beis. The problem is, this Chiddush of the Nebuke Yosef seems to go against the Gemara, because the Gemara made an equation here on Samach Dalet Amud Beis between the case of Cholin, Nichman Mitzrayim, and the case of Mila. We know Mila, two fatalities, and that's it. No more. So how can there be a distinction which goes against the Gemara? That's the kash, a serious kash.
How do we know
Nichpin
is a problem of
Kuruch Nefesh? Well, maybe it's not the Kuruch Nefesh, but it's you shouldn't be involved in the family with so much illness. I read you the Bar Hetev, Os Tesvav. Shouldn't marry Mishron Nichpin three times. Sarachin, Yeridei Paskins, a woman married, mouthed one kid, died. The second, her sister, oh. Her sister married the second kid, and he died. Other sisters shouldn't mal their kids. Two is a chazaka, even if it's what? If it's sisters, and the Gemara have here on Samach Dal and Beis, an equation between these various cases. Abba Chayes Mitzipori. First one died, second one died, third one, the whole story. And the Gemara seems to be equating this with the case of Mishpachas Nichman and Mitzaroyim. How can we be passing differently? That's enough two, and here we have three. So he Pischei Tshuva, and here in Siman Beis, Sivkotin Ches, raises this issue. He calls it Berhetus Kasha. He says as follows. Even though Nichman Mitzaroyim, he says, is Bikuach Nefesh. Pischei Tshuva is calling this from the Marashal. He says, no. What's the difference? Like this. Who's the book of Yosef? Gabi Achoyos, Av Petre Achios, Havi Chazaka, but Nichba Mitzor as well. You want to marry a girl, and she has two sisters, not cousins and other relatives, two sisters. Both of them want Nichba Mitzor, you may not marry the third sister. Wow. Problem is the Rashba says, Faker. The Rashba says, Rubber holes, Achios, are not mavzikos except with three. So the Rashi is against this Yam Shul Shlom. Against this Yam Shul Shlom. So that's what he says. Rashi says three when it comes to Achios. In Ultra Poskim Rabosai, there are those who are Mekil like the Rashba, that you can marry a girl whose two sisters had this problem of Nichma who Mitzora, right? So it would come out according to this Lumbus, though, not the pshat that Rebbe is Modeh. Not the pshat that Rebbe is Modeh. No, it's just we've paskin like Rashbag because there's no Pikuach Nefesh. Two different ways to be making on the Shabbat. Halacha l'maaseh. You have to, okay, just letting you know. And again, to repeat, there are those who say that the sugya and Siman Beis is made by two in the family, only if they're not two sisters. Those say it can be made even by two sisters will say one of two things. Either like with the Mukha Yosef, even Rebbe agrees, you need three. Or to say, no, we pass like a Shabbat, because no Pikuch Nevesh proper over here. This kind of a situation. The Karanora answers the Berhetus Kasha, that at the beginning the Gemara made it comparable to Mila. That's true. But once the Gemara answers, you need Achayos Mechaskos, it changed its mind. You need three even according to Rebbe. Oh. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Osai, Gemara has a question over here. And going back 2-3, Benisuin mi pligi? That's the Gemara's question on Avsam of Dalad on the base. Why Benisuin mi pligi? Why not? So the Karanora again says that the answer over here indicates that the Rif and the Rambam are right. If a woman had two husbands die, it's not a real, real danger. Come on. What are the chances? It's a kind of a nichush. You know, people don't want to, it's almost like a superstition. As opposed to the Mugayos, says, no. It's shofet dam, also you put him in cherem. If he gets divorced, no, lo teitze. Lo teitze, even kishlo yichnos. Only if a shosha b'yalma. That it's, we can have certain leniencies. And then Ramah's cool is what happens if one of them was older, or he died in a plague. He's not considered to be part of the minion. That's the rest of Dake Moshe. In his comment in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mention that. Doesn't mention that. So it gets a little bit tricky. Well, these are serious questions. Is it machloikas in the Gemara? Is it Mayan Goram or is it Mazel Goram? Nafkamina would be if Arusa, you can't attribute it to the fact that they were intimate. It's a question of Mazel. The Ramok was, as some say, Paskin Lukula. Right? That Mayan Goram, and there are many who are making in this kind of a situation. Fascinating. The question would be, even if you're not making when it comes to my your macha based on mazel, there might still be a possibility of what's called dever, or some kind of a makas medina. Rav Moshe was making by World War II. Pashas, even those who are machmer in a typical war, will be making by World War II. World War II, they killed everybody. Chmona l'tzlan. These are very serious questions. And the Pesachei Tshuva over here in Simen Tes, in Sivkot and Beis, is somewhat of a makil in a case in which the person was sick in an illness which preceded the marriage. I had a case just now. Someone married a man who was a cancer patient. She married a second Zivik Hashem. She married him. Baruch Hashem, he recovered. But let's say Chalil B'chas in a similar case where he would not recover. What are you blaming her for? He was a diagnosed cancer patient before they ever got married. How can you blame it? He talks here about the Mazel government means Parnasa. What about a very rich woman? Eishes Chayil Matzlachas B'masal Matin. Even after her husband died. Maybe it should be mutter because we paskin mazel garam. Because my came, well, don't tell me the mazel was garam to be poor. It's impossible. This woman is very, very wealthy. A whole discussion over here. There is one final nakuda. I'll mention this last, and again, I'm way behind, but all right. Tomorrow's another day. What happens if he's divorced two times? So Shulchan Aruch says, we're making. There's a Rashi and Tosfos back in the Chavov. We're making a local device many times. A woman divorced twice and then hits the jackpot on the lucky number three. So we pass it to the tribe. We'll say tomorrow, we'll try to at least do some highlights of these tests. All these tests, which we didn't even start yet. We didn't do any of this. All these tests are important. But I also want to, I don't know what we'll do again. No comment. Let's do the best we can. Okay, tomorrow is your regular time, 1 o'clock. See you on the Shemai. Good. Try. Try my best. Thank you.